Good afternoon. My name is Bob Perreault, and welcome to another edition of In Focus. It's a special edition today, one of our mayoral candidate roundtables. Today, we are focusing on Smiths Falls, and joining me in the studio are the two candidates running for mayor. This year, we have got Justin Duhamel, who is here with us. May I call you Justin over the course
Absolutely.
Of the
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you very much. And Sean Panko. Welcome,
great to be
Sean.
Here, Bob.
And can I call you Sean over the course?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Thank you so much. So here's the way that it works, in case any of our listeners are wondering. The way that we do these roundtables, we have drawn names at the beginning, before the broadcast began, to determine the order of speaking. We're going to rotate through those speakers throughout the entire broadcast. And the two candidates were here to witness that draw. So we are going to open with an opening statement. Each candidate will have 90 seconds. Sean will be starting, followed by Justin. And then question one will be Justin beginning. And we'll rotate all the way through to the closing statement where Sean will begin. 90 seconds each for answers. But we're not mean here at Lake 88. So if you're getting towards the end there, we're going to give you a warning when your time is coming up. And let you know so you can wrap up your statement. The goal of this is to present your ideas on certain questions here that have been gathered as a result of research with the public and through other media outlets in order to find some issues that are certainly on the minds of voters in Smiths Falls. Does everything make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Good to go.
All right. We are ready to begin. So we are going to start with our opening statements. And Sean Panko, you will be first. And, of course, my timer has just closed on my phone, so just bear with me for a moment as I do this. And this is exactly what you don't want to have happen. Okay, Sean, your time begins right now.
Great. Thank you, Bob. And good afternoon, everyone. The town of Smiths Falls has evolved considerably over the past 8 years. We've improved our financial position by paying down debt, uncovering operational efficiencies, stimulating growth, and building reserves. This collective effort has paid off in many positive ways. After years of the ongoing deferral of capital work and infrastructure renewal due to declining tax revenues, the town has made a significant investment in our community in recent years. Progress is evident townwide, from the redevelopment of our downtown core with the addition of a new Artscape Park at Russell Street, the development of a new town square that will be finalized next spring, to numerous road and rehabilitation projects. Council has made an overall about a $36 million investment in critical infrastructure over the past 6 years, with only about $13 million of that coming from local taxpayers. Improvements have been made in most of our parks and along our waterfront. We've been able to completely renovate our municipal complex, leading to accessibility improvements, greater energy efficiency, and a much improved environment for staff and citizens. We've made investments in affordable housing, and through the efforts of our Racism Discrimination Task Force, we're demonstrating our commitment to ensure Smiths Falls is welcoming, inclusive, and diverse. The results in recent years position us well for a healthy and financially secure future that can be enjoyed by all our citizens.
Thank you very much for that, sir. And Justin, it is now your turn. Your 90 seconds begin right now.
Hi there. I'm Justin Duhamel, and I'm running to become Smiths Falls mayor in the 2022 municipal election. I'm running on a hometown proud agenda. That's what I'm calling it, because I'm very proud of my hometown, and I believe that we deserve a competitive election where the best ideas can prevail on the council and mayor's side. My agenda has four main parts. The first and most important is to restore democracy, ethics, and accountability to Town Hall. As we've seen with the protests over the course of the last 4 years, the current council and mayor haven't had a track record of respecting the town's the majority wishes for the town's growth and projects. I want to restore respect for people's opinions, the majority opinion. I plan on doing that by listening to people, installing an auditor general with the responsibility for a 5-year retrospective audit for the town, and also having an enhanced code of conduct. My second point is to look at an OPP costing and control crime within the town. My third point is sustainable growth. We have to have more high-density housing options for people. And then to restore heritage, Smiths Falls' heritage, proud heritage of being an entertainment destination, that needs to be restored. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that, Justin. And now we will get into our questions. Justin, you will be answering first. I will repeat the question before each answer comes from the candidate. Question number one. How do you propose to use the explosive growth in housing starts in Smiths Falls to improve the lives of all residents in the town? And how can this growth be leveraged to improve affordability for all through council actions? Your time begins now.
This is a very interesting question. Over the years, I always felt that Smiths Falls would enter a phase where there would be explosive interest in living in the town, just because Smiths Falls is such a unique and incredible place to live with amazing parks and an amazing quality of life. And we see that people are very eager to include Smiths Falls in their life story. And that's a fantastic thing. And I think that that interest needs to be channeled in a productive way by having more, by forcing through zoning regulations made by the town, more multi-level residential, mixed use, building paradigms, so that we have commercial and residential in the same space, the same footprint. That's incredibly important as the town outgrows its space. And unfortunately, over the past few years, we've seen prime development land dedicated to very low density housing options, and that's resulted in houses that are outside the affordability range for most people.
All right, thank you very much for that. And Sean, the same question will be posed to you now. How do you propose to use the explosive growth in housing starts in Smiths Falls to improve the lives of all residents in the town? And how can this growth be leveraged to improve affordability for all through council actions? All right, Sean, your time begins now.
Thank you. Growth is necessary to our long-term sustainability. In fact, it has been growth that we've experienced in recent years that has already started to spread benefits across our community. Although tax rate increases have been limited to just 0.65% over the past 4 years and assessments frozen over the past 3 years, the town's taxation revenue has risen by over $3.3 million over the current term of council. With a collective effort limiting the increase in operating expenses to just 1.8% yearly over the 4 years, the result equals a much larger investment in infrastructure and community development than we were ever able to do before. That means investments in the Beckwith Street renewal, a revitalized intersection Lombard and Abbott, the development of Town Square, park improvements, including the $500,000 to new play structures this year, ongoing support for our community meal programs, and more. Going forward, the growth will enable our next council to provide a tax abatement to Carebridge Community Support for the new RGI project at 44 Chambers and enable another affordable housing development on Robinson Avenue. The growth in taxation has helped motivate council to support Rideau Community Health Services with its bid for a new community health and social services hub that will bring deeply meaningful and long-lasting benefits to the health and wellness of our community.
Thank you very much for that, sir. And I'll just remind you, okay, first question done. Well done, guys. I appreciate it. Just want to remind you, when I lift my hand up, that is 30 seconds. You have 30 seconds left, and I'll do it again when you have 10 seconds left, just so you know. I just want to make sure that you're aware of that. So we go now to question number two. And Sean, you will be answering first. Question number two. What is the best way to attract new business to Smiths Falls to offer a wider variety of services, dining options, and good to residents, while also offering in-town jobs that will offer competitive pay? Your time begins now.
Thank you. We can all remember the economic environment here a decade ago that resulted from widespread job losses. High unemployment and a lack of jobs led to wage suppression and too many of our citizens having little discretionary income. A declining population was also not conducive to a business environment. A growing and far more prosperous town gives business owners and entrepreneurs the confidence they can succeed in our community. A reduction in unemployment and wage growth means greater discretionary income that enables our citizens to enjoy better quality of life, that better supports our local business community. Surprisingly, we even saw this through the pandemic, when far more businesses opened than closed. Today, we're facing a labor shortage, which is motivating more businesses to increase wages and offer benefits in order to retain and attract the talents and skills they need to succeed. Additionally, the town's investment in our community improvement plan can provide financial support to help businesses get established and grow, and to make the improvements needed to fully enable accessibility to ensure all our citizens can enjoy what these businesses have to offer.
Thank you very much for that. The same question will now be posed to you, Justin. What is the best way to attract new business to Smiths Falls to offer a wider variety of services, dining options, and goods to residents while offering in-town jobs that will offer competitive pay?
Smiths Falls is in a growth phase right now, and hopefully it stays like that for the for the foreseeable future. We need to build capacity, and that goes back to my original point about housing, having affordable housing options for employees, because when you're making $17 or $18 an hour, which is about what you can expect, for example, in the food industry, the service industry, that's not, you don't have an option to rent a place for, say, $3,000 or to buy a house for $600,000. That's not an option for you, and you're left with the option of driving for, say, you know, half an hour, 45 minutes just to get to work. That's not an attractive proposition for many employees, especially with the price of gas. So businesses are struggling to find employees. We need more high-density housing so that businesses can find the employees they need to provide quality services, consistent services to the people of Smiths Falls.
Thank you very much for that, Justin. We will move on now to question number three. Justin, you'll be speaking again. What improvements would you support in Smiths Falls to enhance the lives of children and young families? And what would you support and like to see offered for teens that is not currently available in the town? You have 90 seconds. Your time begins now.
I think the main point I'd like to make on this question is that we need to examine the town budget. We need to find ways to have efficiencies and to be able to put money aside for projects that could actually make a tangible difference in the lives of young people. For example, having a YMCA or a recreational center, perhaps an aquatic center. These are all very attractive options, but at the current spending levels on various aspects of the Smiths Falls budget, we're unable to put money away at a rate that would allow that in the near future. So again, we need to be looking at the OPP costing. We need to be looking at efficiencies and an audit to make sure that the town is spending in an appropriate manner, and so that we can put money aside, and perhaps in 4 or 8 years we can look at constructing a facility that could be of great use to future to young people in the town.
Thank you very much for that, Justin, and I'll pose the same question to you, Sean. What improvements would you support in Smiths Falls to enhance the lives of children and young families? And what would you support and like to see offered for teens that is not currently available in the town? You, too, have 90 seconds, and your time begins now.
Thank you. The children are our future, and the town can play a role in helping them grow into happy, healthy, and successful adults. Park improvements in recent years, including revitalized basketball and tennis courts and outdoor fitness equipment, new play structures are a start. Additional improvements are necessary or planned for future years. 5 years ago, upon learning that the Smiths Falls and District Center for Youth was closing, I reached out to Big Brothers Big Sisters to see if they could pick up the pieces and open a new youth center. Council agreed to provide the Youth Arena Hall for the youth, and WAC, We Are Kids, was born. Moving forward, a broader collaboration between the town, Rideau Community Health Services, and its allied partners should lead to a new community health and social service hub at Highland Corporate Park. And I'll work hard to ensure there's a suitable indoor community space for recreation and culture to better support the needs of youth and children in our community. I'm also confident that a growing population, especially families with children, and a rising local economy will also motivate the private sector to come up with new offerings aimed at enhancing the lives of our young people.
Thank you very much, sir. And we are going to now move to our closing statements. It goes by quickly, I'll tell you that right now. You both have 90 seconds, and again, we rotate the speakers. So, Sean, you will be speaking first. You have 90 seconds, and your time begins now.
Thank you. Being mayor of a small town is a 24/7 venture. Although it's not a full-time role, it is all-consuming. I ran for mayor in 2014 wanting to make a difference. I wanted to improve our economic conditions in town and wanted to position our town as the most desirable place to live, work, and play. I wanted to enhance the quality of life and attract newcomers to be part of our community. As challenging as it has been, I'm encouraged every day by the positives we see in so many areas. Homeowners have seen their property values double over the past 5 years. We're blessed to see so many people choosing our town as a place they want to raise their families in or retire to. We're experiencing growth we've never seen before. This has enabled council to make investments that would not have been otherwise possible. But I also recognize the rising tide of prosperity has not reached everyone and has left many of our citizens living a more challenged life with rising rental costs and food insecurity. I'm proud of our current council's commitment to the development of more affordable housing in town, and I'm confident work done over this term will lead to more attainable housing units through our additional residential unit policy and incentive program that will make homeownership more affordable.
Nope, 30 seconds.
Members of the current council have also demonstrated their concern and regard for those struggling to put food on the table by supporting community meal programs over the past 3 years. I'm committed to supporting the new initiative, the Falls Food Hub, as we move forward to help ensure the issue of food security can be minimized and the benefits of this type of facility can further enhance the health and wellness of our entire community. Thank you, Bob and Lake 88, for the opportunity to be here today.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Pankow. And we will move on to you, Mr. Duhamel. And your closing statement begins now.
Thank you. I believe that the people of Smiths Falls deserve a mayor and council that will listen to them and not put their own judgment and personal ideology ahead of what the majority believes. We need to have a pragmatic and an honest approach to infrastructure projects. We can't have ideologically driven decisions being made by the council. We need to be very pragmatic. And there's a risk, unfortunately, that Smiths Falls could enter another economic downturn. And that definitely has not been, the risk of that has not been lessened by the decisions made by this council and this mayor during his term. I believe that we need a new direction. We need someone that's going to put a sincere effort into building capacity in town, in the right places, hosting events more frequently, and leveraging our beautiful new downtown district to host more events, such as we saw last week with the Back on Beckwith event. We need to build capacity in many different areas. Housing, hotel rooms is a crucial aspect. And also diversifying our tax base away from a residential focus towards more of a commercial / industrial one. Smiths Falls has historically been an industrial center, and we need to make sure that stays true now and into the future in a durable way. And I appreciate your vote on October 24th. And thank you, Bob, for hosting us today. Thank you.
All right. Thank you both gentlemen for that. Really appreciate it. Now, a little bit of a bonus thing here. Sean, if people would like to learn more about you, about your campaign, what's the best way for them to do that?
Phone me, 613-285-5593. Email me, sean@panko.ca, or check out my page on Facebook.
And Justin, same question for you.
Yeah, I'm reachable at 613-246-9291 or by email at cccofsf@gmail.com.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you both for taking the time to come in today and to provide this again. If you only tuned in perhaps after we had started, we are going to be posting this online at lanarkleadstoday.ca, where all of our recent In Focus interviews can be found. We appreciate you listening. I'm Bob Perreault. Have a wonderful afternoon.